If you look up at the city at night, the sun drops down behind the city, down behind Loch Ness, and what you simply see is a big black mountain. It's just like a big giant just laying on its face, just like that there. Part which is, would be his head, which is described as Black Mountain North towards Hammerstown. There's a massive chunk out of it. A massive chunk which can't be properly seen from the city, but can be seen from all over West Belfast, can be seen from Lisburn coming in the M1, where quarry has been happening for the last 20, 25 years. That's a massive chunk out of the hill. Sometimes if you look over, it's like looking into the Grand Canyon. It's so big. You know, there's places on the mountain where I would sit and I would listen to the bells ringing, particularly on a Sunday morning. You have the whole mist lying over Belfast, me smoking the pipe of the saffron flowers that come out on the wind bushes, the firs. It's quite beautiful. And actually, when you walk amongst it, there's a beautiful smell of coconut that comes off the firs. There's nothing that's more inclined to lift your mind than walking in open spaces. In a situation like that, so many of your memories flood back, particularly to when my boys were growing up. I have four boys. I remember one time climbing up, and Liam, who's the second oldest, started fighting this sand lizard, and he was shouting, "Alec, snake, I found a rattlesnake." And the other one was killing himself laughing because he knew what it was. And so things like that would come back, because no matter where I would walk on the mountain, I brought them everywhere. Now, probably the difference is, and as I get older, I bring my grandchildren up the mountain, who are all girls. They enjoy it. They love it. They all have their water boots. They all have their outfits to go on the mountain. And I don't be seen to be putting a coat on me. I have a crowd behind me within 5 minutes.
This Place is a daily series for 2004. Your voice, your story.